And welcome back to today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. A holiday weekend is upon us. Perhaps it's a good time to try some new restaurant
fare. It's going to be a hot one, too, you can tell.
Well, let's hope that's all it is. With our population of many, many ethnicities here in South Florida, the possibilities are vast. Of course, resident chef author, syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer has ideas on the subject, and also a Topical Currents guest who definitely has thoughts on that subject. Welcome, Linda.
Nice to see you, Bonnie and Joe. Great to be here.
Let me ask you back
from the Fancy Food Show in New York City, and we're going to have lots of food coming on here.
And we'll have a program about it.
Absolutely.
I'm sure, too.
All the trends, what's happening, etc. But meanwhile, here's a question. Can we have fast food? Can it be healthy? Can it be tasty? And can it be affordable?
Yes.
Yes, according to our chef. And our guest today, he's Danny Gannam. He's the executive chef, and he's the co-owner of Zouk Mediterranean Kitchen. It's near Mary Brickell Village. So let's welcome Danny Gannam.
Thank you. It's so awesome to be here.
Go. We love you. You brought a lot of food here.
It's so colorful, too, this plate. My God.
Beautiful. And the studio really smells good. Okay, so we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Are you looking for fast food options? Or what are your pet peeves or likes and some ideas you'd like to share with our guest? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
I just want to add in, fast food doesn't have to taste like fast food, because it doesn't.
No, you've been eating away here, I see. Bonnie, do we have the internet today?
We do. It's radio@WLRN.org.
And our favorite wine guy is not with us today.
Oh.
He's on vacation, and it's his anniversary. So happy anniversary to Fred Tasker.
Happy anniversary, Fred.
And,
yeah.
And he's going to join us. He'll be back next week. But he did send some wine suggestions for Mediterranean foods. We'll talk about that later. But meanwhile, Danny Gannam, congratulations on this new restaurant, Zouk Mediterranean Kitchen. Zouk, Z-U-U-K. That's kind of an unusual name. What does it mean?
So we were playing around with Sam, Roger, and I. We were playing about what we can make it a little bit catchy. And then we thought about market. You know, then us, we want to be something that's fresh, something that, you know, go to the market and check it out. So we thought about that word and just made up our own word.
Just a made up word.
Yeah.
Okay. It's almost like a souk.
Yeah,
like in the Middle
exactly.
East.
Yeah.
Souk. Right. Okay. Except it's Zouk.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Okay. Well, I was there and I was very impressed with your concept about your quality and price. Explain the concept, because it's unusual.
So pretty much you were a fast casual Mediterranean restaurant that we serve pita rolls, bowls, and salads. And then the guests pretty much have the control. They have the creative power to make it their own. So they come in, they check out their bases, which we have basmati turmeric with turmeric rice. And also we have herb bulgur, which is cracked wheat.
So let me explain that. You can have either a bowl or it could be a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Or a salad.
Or a salad.
Yep.
Or in a salad thing. And what you do is you go down the line and you've got what?
Your dips, your proteins.
Well, first
and
you have your salad things, and so you can pick out lots of different things.
Oh, yeah.
For your salad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the next section and it's all there for your display for you to see, and you can pick out a protein, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, you have all these different dips or spreads or whatever you want to call them. Yes.
Yes, we have our classic hummus, we have our red pepper hummus. Some smoky baba ganoush and some calamari olive dip and some tzatziki and
is this the
feta.
Red pepper hummus.
That one is a spicy sauce. That's the harissa. So if you like spicy, go for it.
and Joe, after you've got picked out all of this and it goes into your sandwich, salad, or your bowl, whichever you want, then you have a pick of sauces,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you were holding up is the different sauces.
Yes.
We left, Joe's opening them now because I left the ones that were really hot spicy for him to open.
I'm trying it carefully. Oh, that's very nice. It's not so hot.
But which one are you taking?
The hot one.
Yes, it is hot.
Just takes a while to kick in.
We did warn you. But
and
what?
This light green one is.
Yeah, that's the that one has some cilantro and also tahini. So tahini is a.
Oh, that's very good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, and so, but what I found was fascinating is that everything's freshly made. I mean, you can see people, you're not getting chicken that's coming out of a package or something. Mm-hmm. It's all chicken that's roasted, or how do you?
So pretty much, you know, what we get all natural chicken. So it's no hormones, it's antibiotic free, and we marinate it. Everything is done in house. Everything. And the guys, they cook it fresh for you in front of you, and that you can see when the guys, you know, they're cooking the lamb, they're cooking the chicken. Also, we slow roast the beef, so you know that you see it when the guys are cooking it, and they bake the falafels too.
So you can, and it's baked, not fried, the falafels.
Oh, yes.
So you can, and all that's done for you in minutes, really. Mm-hmm. But what I thought was amazing is that everything on the menu is $8.85.
Exactly.
Of the whole meal, whether it's lunch, breakfast, whatever you've chosen, or that, there's just one price.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do that? How do you have all that fresh food at such a good price?
So pretty much we're all about.
And then people might say, why is that a good price? Well, this is a whole dinner. For yeah. That, actually. It's everything.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much, you know, we're all about thoughtfully sourced ingredients. And by thoughtfully sourced, you know, it means that we want to have something that's, you know, good for you, that has, you know, no hormones, is all about antibiotic-free. We have some ingredients that might be organic, like our chickpeas. But our main thing is about being thoughtfully sourced. It's about, you know, having partners as our purveyors. Those guys, you know,
your purveyors, the vendors, the people you buy from, yeah. Right?
Those guys, they know that where we want to be, what we want to do, and we've been working with them. Well, I've been working with them, and also Sam, my partner, I've been working with them.
Sam Gorenstein, uh-huh. Who's also owns My Ceviche.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I just want to add, there are extras you can add on.
Mm-hmm. Right, go ahead. Yeah.
The base price is uh-huh.
$8.85 and $8.25 for a pita roll.
Okay, but then you have many, many, many extras, and chips and rice and seasonal vegetables, soup.
Yeah, those exactly. Things. So those are like little side items, right. That you know you can get just to enhance your meal. But for your like this bowl that you can see over here, you know, that's pretty much $8.85.
Right.
That's a huge
it's
bowl.
It's huge.
Let's talk about this because you've been eating it away and we're talking about it. We didn't say what's here. So tell us, there's a chicken bowl here. Now, what's in that chicken bowl?
So that chicken bowl, so as you can see, you can always, you know, choose your base, which that one has lettuce. That one has our power
greens. First you choose the base and you put lettuce on it. And then?
Then you can, then you choose your dips, and which that one, I believe, has red pepper hummus, olive dip.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yogurt dip, which is a mint tzatziki.
Wow, and then it's got some corn, and it's got some olives. There's so much on here.
So you get to choose up. We recommend up to five toppings. So our toppings, you know, everything is nice and fresh. And then the pickle ones, like the pickle cabbage, we make them in house. Same thing as a pickle jalapenos. Everything is made in house. And then you know, it's the person that creates their own. Some people might just want chicken and rice. And some people, they just want to go all the way in and, you know, put a bunch of toppings in and
it's
go for it.
Got to blast a nice fresh mint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And cilantro.
And so each bowl is very colorful. And by the way, I've put photos up on the webs on my Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page and look at them and see the photos. Also on Instagram. so you can see what it looks like. And there's a very interesting backstory here, I think, anyway, because Danny Gannon, your background is Arab from your grandmother.
Yeah.
And your partner, Sam Gorenstein, has a Jewish background. And I thought, well, you're great friends. You've been working together for years. Mm-hmm. That's a great image and role model for the rest of the world, I think. But do you find the types of foods from your different backgrounds, are they similar or are they different?
They're very similar, you know, at Sam also, you know, he's Colombian. My mother's Panamanian, so you know we've
got a huge background. There.
Yes, but for the Mediterranean side, for the Middle Eastern side, we grew up with that food, and we wanted to make sure that we can bring something that's something that, you know, comes from the heart to the people. You know, Sam and I, we've come from that fine dining background, and we have known the great ingredients, the quality ingredients, you know, that are expensive. And we were like, you know what, how can we get those ingredients and that comes from the heart and show it to people and just have something that's good for them, healthy for them, and an approachable price with the same quality of ingredients. And that's been our mission.
And then you have a very unusual dessert because your dessert has tahini in it. So tell us about that dessert.
Well, yeah, so we have the two desserts. We have the baklava.
And which we have here, by the way, which is really...
I'm going to try the baklava.
Tell everybody what's in the... Because it's really the authentic baklava.
Yeah.
So tell us what's in it.
So our baklava has some almonds, walnuts, also some honey, some rose water. So, you know, it's something that, you know, comes... Same thing. We grew up with it. And it's... And in the beginning, we were like, oh, you know what? We want to put the baklava. But everybody was asking for something like that. And plus with our tahini froyo...
Tell us what the tahini froyo is.
So our tahini froyo is it's a Greek yogurt, like a frozen yogurt with some tahini, honey, and also we've been experimenting with some new flavors and so it's pretty cool things that you're gonna see.
You're going to have a chocolate froyo with tahini, but isn't it unusual to put tahini? Yeah. Tell us what's in tahini.
So tahini is pretty much is like the peanut butter but of sesame. So sesame seeds that get stone ground, and then it gets all together with the fat of the sesame, and it's full of protein. So it's good. Actually, it's very good for you, like peanut butter. You know, people say like peanut butter, they just add the sugar.
So you blend it with sesame oil?
Well, no, it's already made out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This oil comes out of the seeds as they're blending it. That's
yeah. Back to this baklava. Don't tell me you make your own rose water on it.
No. We don't like the rose water.
That would be, but it gives a wonderful, wonderful flavor. You know, I just came back from a conference. I was at an international conference in Tel Aviv. And again, I was very impressed by the Middle Eastern food, very fresh vegetables, really wonderful. But I did take a cooking class, and I took a cooking class from in a Druze home. That's Druze. Now, the Druze are a sect that centuries and centuries ago, they broke away from Islam, and they have their own kind of religion. But their food was wonderful. But one thing, along with your tahini, is that we made a meatloaf. And the meatloaf was like 2 inches thick, very, very thin meatloaf. And then when it came out of the oven, cooked very quickly, they put a tahini sauce over it, and that melted into it. So how do they make the tahini sauce?
So pretty much, you know, sometimes, you know, some people, they just mix it with some little bit of liquid, like water and some olive oil and some or lemon juice, and they make it nice and thin, and it's just great with those with the meats.
But it was really an unusual way to serve something and put a tahini sauce in it. Well, we're going to take a break now. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Chef Danny Ganim about Zouk Mediterranean Kitchen. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. Back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we've been talking with Danny Ganim. He's the executive chef, and he's the co-owner of Zouk Mediterranean Kitchen, and that's near Mary Brickell Village in Miami. And he's been telling us about how he and his co-owner, Sam Gorenstein, created a fast food, healthy, affordable restaurant, and delicious, because we've been eating all this food here, and it's really, really tasty, because it's freshly made, and you know, you couldn't ask for anything more. Well, now it's dinner and minutes time, and we do have a big weekend coming up. In case you hadn't realized, it's 4th of July. So my dinner and minutes is a sparkling burger. It's a Texas turkey burger with a corn and black bean salad. And these burgers get their bang from jalapeno peppers. And I mix some chopped jalapeno peppers with mayonnaise. Joe, you can make this with beef, but I did use ground turkey, but it could be with beef. I know that's what you would ask.
Are the turkeys bigger in Texas?
I didn't ask.
Okay.
I'm sure that's true. So I mix the turkey, ground turkey, with barbecue sauce. And so it gives you a nice barbecue flavor, but you don't have to stand around at the grill in this hot weekend. You just add some sauce, form it to burgers, and sauté them in the pan. And while they cook, you mix the chopped jalapeno peppers with the mayonnaise. When the burgers are done, you put them on the bottom half of a burger bun. You put some tomato and lettuce on top, and then I put on the top of the bun, the bun top, actually. I just put the mayonnaise and put it all together, and it's really delicious. And for the salad, it's canned black beans that you drain and rinse, and some frozen corn kernels are defrosted, and just toss them with a little salad dressing. Very colorful, very easy, and be perfect for this 4th of July. The complete recipe and a photo, it can be found on my website, That's dinnerinminutes.com. And also you can see at Facebook, you can see Danny Ganim and his wonderful salads and his bowls. But follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, wine columnist Fred Tasker's on vacation, and he's going to return next week. But he did send me some wine suggestions to go with Middle Eastern food. So he says, according to Fred, if you want wines that go well with Mediterranean food, it's a safe bet to choose, guess what?
Champagne.
Bubblies.
Mediterranean wines. The champagne's coming in a minute, though.
Okay.
And this is they go well together. They've been coexisting for thousands of years. Now, these wines are from all that he's talked about. They're from all over the Mediterranean Sea. And so that includes, you know, coastal areas of France and Italy and Sicily and Greece and Cyprus and Israel, Lebanon and parts of Africa. And this is where wine on a commercial scale was born. And he's talking about the history. The Phoenicians, the Greeks, and the Romans, they, influenced by the climate, they made wonderful wines there. So, and he says they're not light, crisp Pinot Grigios or Rieslings. They're not sturdy, tannic wines of Bordeaux and Burgundy. They're soft, fruity, red wines. And so he has some wines from the Mediterranean area, from three different Mediterranean regions. First of all, he has a wine called Yarden Winery's Kosher Chardonnay. It's from Israel's Golan Heights. It's rich and full-bodied and ripe pear and mineral-flavored foods. And he says, Danny, that you should have that with hummus or stuffed eggplant. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes? It's good?
That
okay.
Sounds good.
It's $19 a bottle. And then there's another wine, a Cote de Rhone, and it's Gigal, and it's spelled G-U-I-G-A-L. And it's a rosé from France, and he thinks that would go good with, it's drier than most American rosés, he said. Good with French Coq au Vin.
Yes. Nice.
Okay. And then Torres Winery, Sangre de Toro, it's a red wine from Spain, and that would go very nice with a Spanish paella. So he's taking the Mediterranean, it's going everywhere. We have a caller on line two. Hi, Amy, you're on the air. Hello, Amy?
Yeah?
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. Go ahead. Do you have a question or a comment for us?
Question, comment. I recently was in Bethesda, Maryland, and I went to a fast food restaurant called Cava Grill, which has a very similar feel to what the chefs were describing.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I was just asking if he had been inspired by this place. Was it different to Cava Grill to some extent?
Right.
And I just had been dreaming about this day when somebody would come with this idea to South Florida.
I'm not sure he knows what the Cava Grill is. Do you?
Well, I've known about the many fast casual restaurants across the United States. But, you know, for us, you know, my ceviche started here in Miami 4 years ago. And our background from the Mediterranean restaurant, you know, came with just because of Sam and I's background here, and you know, we wanted to do something fresh. And at the end of the day, you know, there's plenty of ideas that they cross each other from many other chefs. But you know, I see that Cava's they have some good food over there in Washington D.C.
Right. So Amy, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the program, I just came back from New York. And I went to a fast food restaurant there, and I was impressed to see that it was a very similar kind of thing. And perhaps, Amy, this is what's happening now, is that you go down the line and you can pick something from A and something from B and something from C, and it's all one price, and you fill your bowl or whatever with it. But what I was impressed with Danny is that he's kept the price down by making really fresh food in-house as you're ordering. So does that answer your question, Amy?
Absolutely. And I'm also from Panama, and I'm very familiar with the Sephardic food, and so I'm just very impressed. So thank you for having me on the air.
Thank you for your call. Thank you. So let's go. We haven't talked yet about drinks. And there was one that's becoming, that's very refreshing. It's becoming well-known, popular. When I first had it, I wasn't so impressed with it. I have to be honest with you. It's called kombucha. Mm-hmm. K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It's a fermented tea, and it's got yeast in it. It tastes kind of like vinegar and carbonated apple cider.
Oh, it sounds really appetizing, Linda.
Tell us more about it, because this was one that I had at Zouk that was actually...
Ah.
I went for seconds, okay?
Mm. Well, so kombucha is pretty much, you know, a fermented tea that is very good for you. The people that they have tried kombucha and they're in it, they just love it. And right now our kombucha, so we're getting it from a local purveyor. He makes it in here in Miami. It's something that, you know, he plays around with the flavors, with the fruits. So right now he has like some dragon fruit with blueberries, also some passion fruit kombucha, and you know it's great for you. Good for your
digestion,
for your body, for your digestion.
Yes, so. It was very. And then you had something else. You had mango, and you had, what was the flavor in the mango juice?
We have also craft juices, and our craft juices we make them in house. So those craft juices we change seasonally, and we have right now our mango coriander, and also we have our strawberry mint lemonade, and also we have a coconut green tea.
Well, so I found that was really interesting because I think a lot of people are doing this now. You're finding them in sorbets and all that. We're getting sweets with savory herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a very, very interesting food, a drink. And, well, we could go on with more and more, but it's really been a tasty week. Joe's just busy eating away there.
The baklava, I think.
Yeah, well, that's gone.
Stole his heart.
Mm-hmm. That went before the savory food.
That's why I've been so quiet. Give me some baklava. There's your answer, Johnny.
All right. Thank you, Chef Danny Ghanem, for joining us and for the wonderful food.
Thank you.
Zouk Mediterranean Kitchen is located at 1250 South Miami Avenue. It's near Mary Brickell Village. Fred Tasker is going to be back with us next week with more wine suggestions. Joe and Bonnie, you ate well today.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we did that baklava. Ooh.
Right. Well, next week we're going to be talking with Richard Campbell from Fairchild Tropical Garden.
I wonder it's if it's that time,
time.
Again.
Well,
it must
it's mango
be mango time.
Time. Right. It's one of our favorites. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
I still can't figure out how to cut one of those.
He'll tell us again.
Again. And that wraps up today's program. Bonnie, you ate very well today.
Well, thank you. And you're smiling, Joe.
Yes, I am.
Oh, did I take Linda's line?
And we have a long weekend ahead of us.
We do. What are you going to do?
I'm not sure. Maybe we should go to the beach and have a barbecue, you and I and a few friends.
Weather permitting.
I think you should take my dinner in minutes and barbecue inside with my turkey things that are sautéed.
There is something to say about air conditioning on the 4th of July. Our lead producer on Topical Currents is Richard Ive. Technical supervision from Jason Zabka, and Polly Landis is associate producer. Might want to spend some time on the WLRN.org website for more information about our public broadcast services, including Channel 17. Also, free audio downloads of Topical Currents, again, at WLRN.org. You can link it along to a friend or listen again.
And we have our Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
WLRN's Facebook, topicalcurrents.com/topical. What am I saying?
Whatever it is.
Facebook.com.
Just put in Topical Currents
and maybe
drop us a like. Tomorrow at 1, it's Here and Now, and we'll be off for the Independence Day holiday, Bonnie and I. So listen for the Capital Step special at 1 o'clock on Monday. We'll return Tuesday the 5th with a program centering on the 100th anniversary of the U.S. National Park Service.
South Florida's blessed with several of them within a drive from us. Also, the Big Cypress National Preserve is nearby. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and Linda Gassenheimer, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now next from NPR News.
Joe,
addiction doesn't